This is Jim Field.
And LaVon Eplin.
And this is your Nishna Valley. Welcome this weekend. Thanks for sitting in.
Thank you for asking. It's always fun to visit about what's going on in the Nishna Valley. And, of course, we want to congratulate Stacy and her husband and that new baby girl.
Yeah, we usually save, like, birthdays, anniversaries, and new babies to the end of the show. We rarely have new babies anymore to talk about since hospitals don't report them anymore.
But we can talk about this one.
Yeah, we can throw it up front. Why not?
Yes, and a very exciting time, and I know they're very happy, and all the news is good news, right, Jim?
I can tell you Stacy's real happy. Yeah. She was getting awful tired of lugging that girl around.
She was, yes. And so Natalie...
Brianna. Yeah.
Nicole. Okay, see, good thing you got the right information.
Brianna.
I think that's a pretty name.
Yeah, Brianna Nicole Linford. We had no clue.
Well, I don't think they'd made a decision.
I don't think so. Every time I'd ask her, I asked her the Friday before she had the baby this past Monday. That would have been September the 9th. I want to say a week early, but you know how those things go. It's an educated...
How do you know?
It's an educated guess.
It's kind of like talking about the weather, but not quite.
Yeah. In fact, the American Medical Association admits that they can be off as much as 5 weeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Either side.
That's a long time.
So you never know for sure. But originally, they told them the due date was the 16th of September, which would be this coming Monday. But because their first child, Wyatt, was kind of large... They decided that this pregnancy also looked like the baby was going to be pretty large, so they thought maybe they'd speed it up a little bit. I'm probably telling all kinds of stories that maybe she doesn't want me to tell, but oh well, that's life. She wasn't here to stop me.
That's right.
So anyway, they brought her in on Monday, and they induced to labor. She didn't want to do C-section. She wanted to do it naturally, so they induced Monday, and I think it was 8:22 p.m. when I was going to say little Brianna Nicole was born, but
she's more than a handful.
She was more than little. She's 9 pounds, 3 ounces.
Oh, that's, like I say, it's not more than a handful. They're already, you know, a little easier to hang on to than a baby that's 5 or 6 pounds.
Absolutely. Yes. The good news is everybody's healthy.
Yeah, that's great.
And I assume happy.
Yeah, and of course, you know, with the technology now, we all got to see a picture of her right away.
Picture, and I was looking the other night, I saw some video of Wyatt's real first encounter with his younger sister.
Oh, fine.
You know, he got so used to rubbing mama's belly and knowing that was the baby and stuff. Well, it looks a little different.
and you know, at his age, that has to be a lot of questions, a lot of, you know, okay, what's going on here kind of thing, but.
Well, you know, and we could probably all think back to a certain extent about it. I was an oldest, but my brother behind me was born just 11 months later. Mom and dad didn't wait very long to get back at it again. So I have no idea. I'm sure we blended pretty well at that point because you were too young to know any better anyway. But then, you know, a year later, I had another brother. And then 2 years later, my final brother. So, you know, as far as I know, as far as I can remember, it was always the four of us. So who knows? Mom and dad might have better stories about that.
I would think so, yes. Taking care of four little boys that close together, that had to be a challenge.
I bet it was.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm sure we made it interesting at times.
Yes.
But,
one of you couldn't think of, you know, when you got to be like 2, 3, 4, the other one did.
Yeah. We might still make it interesting once in a while.
Well, I was sort of the opposite end. Yeah. I have a brother in between, but my sister, who is the youngest in the family, I was 15 when she was born.
Oh.
So I got to babysit, and, you know, it was quite...
at that age, were you excited about it?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Well, on one hand, you kind of go, you could be a little embarrassed, you know. But I had a classmate who also had a baby brother at that time. So, you know, it was like, oh, this is okay. And, of course, she was so cute, and I liked to take care of her, and...
Let's face it, at 15 years old, you're embarrassed by your parents anyway.
Yeah.
So, you know, why not throw something else?
Yeah, right. Oh, dear. So,
well, that's always fun.
An adventure. You bet.
Yeah, and everybody keeps asking, well, is that it? Is that it? I don't know. Ask Mike and Stacy.
I think maybe it's their decision to think about.
I don't know.
Yeah.
They might. They might not. I have no idea. Talk to them. Ask them the question. They would probably know. No, they're having fun right now. And Stacy will be out of the office now for a while, so LaVon will be sitting in here as we continue to move forward. And I know I'm looking forward to having her back.
I wonder why that is.
Well, I kind of pick up the slack when she's gone.
Answer the phone.
I have to
do
all
the checks. Yeah. Oh, all the paperwork.
I got to do all her stuff.
Yeah.
So I like having my assistant around. It's kind of nice having my partner here to help out with all the duties and stuff. So, yeah, looking forward to having her back. It'll be a little while, but she'll be back.
You bet.
Oh, boy, the weather's gotten
perfect.
Fallish.
I call this
here.
Perfect.
Well, I noticed Friday morning, you know, earlier in the week, this past week, it was like upper 60s, low 70s when I, when we
overnight,
kinda, yeah,
you're talking
yeah,
about.
I'm talking like early morning, like 6:30, 7:30 in the morning. And then I noticed Friday morning, I glanced over at the thermometer, the digital thermometer we have in the studio at 7:30, 45 degrees.
Yes, that says fall is coming. Fall is my favorite time of year until it gets to be spring, and then that's my favorite time. In between, not so much.
Not a big fan of summer or winter.
Neither
huh?
one of those, no.
Like the two. My mom always said that. If I could find a place where it was like 65 in the afternoons and maybe about 50 overnight, I'd move there in a heartbeat.
Well, there is a place almost like that. San Diego is awfully close.
You know,
if it gets to 80 there, they think it's boiling hot. Mm-hmm. If it gets down to 60, it's too cold. But, of course, they have their exceptions, but it's kind of like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you know what? Another place further away, Ireland is about like that.
Really?
Yes. They're very moderate temperature. Now, they have, of course, a little more rain and fog and so on, and maybe some cold winds off the ocean, but the temperatures are very moderate.
And the guys wear skirts. Oh, wait, that's Scotland. No, never mind. Yeah. I don't know that I want to do that.
I don't want to be there. Huh?
But I'd love to know why San Diego gets that. Why did they get benefit of almost perfect weather every day? But you know what? They can't grow corn.
That's true.
They can't grow soybeans.
That's true.
They can't do the things we do. We have way better dirt.
That's a good claim, you know. And there is something. I'm not even sure they grow in San Diego great tomatoes. Now, other places in California, yes.
You do.
Yeah.
Seems like every other day there have been these little tomatoes sitting out front for us to enjoy.
Yes, candy 100s that should be named sweet 1000s.
Those are really good. They really are good. Yeah, it's really a fun time of the year for folks who enjoy fresh produce and stuff
because you
really get bombarded with it right now.
It is. And the tomato people tell me all kinds of tomatoes are just going crazy, which is quite different than last year. I mean, people are calling me, say, what can I do with all these tomatoes? I mean, they want to give them to somebody, and everybody I can think of has already got lots of them given to them. But I get, is this a good place to talk about produce in the park?
Sure.
Since you brought
that up. Sounds like a good segue.
Yeah. Because, of course, there were three of those along with the three concerts in the park in June, July, and August. But we had so much fun in August that we decided to do another one in September, a third Thursday. There's not going to be any big concert. I think we are going to have a little music, but no big concert. And, of course, all the yummy produce. And we've gotten more vendors. There's probably going to be five or six different businesses. And when I say business, I mean like the Complimentary Care will have some, Bridgewater Farm will have some, Rolling Acres, Cass Incorporated, and there may be some others also that's selling all that yummy produce. I'm sure there'll be lots of tomatoes, but we're going to have pumpkins galore. It's that time, you know, and some popcorn. Popcorn on the cob or in the sack, you know, that you can pop your own. And lots of other things. You know, it's an event. It's more than produce. We want you to come and buy produce, locally grown produce. But I just found out that I think we're going to have the big bubbles, you know, that kids can do, the great big bubbles, and other kids' activities, maybe the bounce house. And then there are other vendors, some jewelry, some... I'm all excited about this, and then I kind of go blank. But it's a thing. The last time around in August, people came, they walked around, they bought things, they talked to each other. Oh, Hy-Vee's going to be grilling to give samples, and Kiwanis and Downtowner are going to be there, so you can buy a sandwich, you can come have your supper, and then you can take some goodies home.
And you get a burger and put a big tomato on it.
Yeah, absolutely, because there will be lots of tomatoes there.
Now, this coming Thursday.
The Thursday the 19th, yes.
From what time?
5 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
Perfect.
Come to City Park, Atlantic City Park. And there's lots of stuff going on downtown, too. So you can go downtown and shop, but be sure to come to the park first, you know, get your supper, walk around, buy your produce, and then there'll still be shopping time downtown.
You bet. Lots of good stuff there.
Oh, yeah. So don't miss produce in the park.
We have, we have a friend who has a bundle of tomatoes this year, too. Every time we see them, they give us a tub of salsa.
Oh, you get it processed.
It's
you get,
Salsa
you don't have
City.
Yeah. And that's you don't turn those kind of tomatoes down, do you?
Oh, those are good friends to have.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good friends to have.
Yes.
Well, we got lots of other stuff involved around the area here, too. We talk about the Produce in the Park event coming up on the 19th. A few other things coming up here yet before that, this weekend yet, too. The Audubon Community Theater is presenting, the Audubon Country Community Theater, get the whole name in there, is presenting Broadway Musical Review, and they have one more showing coming up. This will be on Sunday, and it'll be at 1:30 in the afternoon at the Audubon High School Auditorium. $10 are tickets, $5 for kids 5 and under if you'd like to bring them along. You get them at the door, so no worries there. Also, something coming up Sunday in Grant is the Grant Park Opry. They're going to present Rockin' Country and Guests. That's from 2 to 6. Admission $6, and that supports maintaining and improving the Opry stage there in Grant. Concessions are available. Bring your lawn chair. You know it's a good event when you see bring your lawn chair. That's a good event. Also, this Sunday, there's an open house that's going to be held at the Cass County Outdoor Classroom. And that sounds like they're going to have hopefully some nice weather for that. That's a beautiful area.
It is. And it's a lot of people don't know about that outdoor classroom. It is 2 miles south on 148 and 2 miles east on Tuscan Road. Is it Tuscan Road? I think it is down there. And it has ponds. It has a butterfly garden. It's more than a shelter, actually, because it's a closed-in area where people have had weddings and family reunions and so on. But you can wander around in all those acres and see lots of wildlife and check it out. It's something that people can go to all the time. You know, this is an open house to get you acquainted. But, you know, if you want to get away for a picnic, just get away. Hey, the outdoor classroom is a place to go. And it is a county park, by the way. It is owned by the county. And so it's on the list of county parks.
You know, that's kind of a great example of a public-private partnership, too. It was donated. The area was provided to the CAM school. I think actually the C&M school district originally, but the CAM school district. And they used it as an outdoor learning center for them. And eventually the Cass County Conservation Board got on hand to pick up the tab on that, too. So, yeah, it's a great opportunity. They still get to use it. Other school districts in the area get to use that for some of their learning opportunities there. And still the general public gets a chance to enjoy it as well. It's really neat how that's turned out.
It is. It's been a great partnership, and it continues. And, of course, Dean Downer is, if you talk to Dean, he's so passionate about it. They're really fortunate to have somebody who knows how to take care of things and who is so excited about it and just keeps adding and keep changing and keep making it better. So you want to get down there and see it. And as you said, that's Sunday from 4 to 6.
Yep. Hopefully the weather will be perfect and you'll have a great day. Great day for it. The Cass County Memorial Hospital is doing some community blood screenings, and this is a multi-day event. They've been doing them here for several days, but if you want to stop by the Cass County Memorial Hospital atrium from 7 to 9 a.m. on the 16th, the 17th, and the 21st. That would be Monday, Tuesday, and then next Saturday, the 21st, you can take advantage of that. They'll also have a screening in Messina on September 18th. That would be this coming Wednesday, and that'll be from 7 to 9 a.m. as well. So you can enjoy that also. Also, some other activities coming up here yet this week. This Wednesday, September 18th, the Exira Lutheran Church will have its fall supper. 5 to 7:30 p.m. They'll be serving Staley's Chicken with mashed potatoes and gravy, green beans, salad, roll, and dessert. $9 for adults, $6 for children 10 and under. If you need handicapped access, they ask you to use the northeast door for that. And also, shut-in delivery is available. Call 268-2660 if you'd like to take advantage of that. The carryouts will be available from 4:30 to 5:30. $10 for adults, $7 for children 10 and under on the carryouts. And they ask you to enter the West Church door to pick up those carryout orders. So again, that's coming up on Wednesday. Let's see. Also, this Thursday, September 19th, the Red Cross Blood Drive will be held in Atlantic, and that'll be at the Atlantic Catholic Parish Center from noon to 6. You can call Becky and Fred Hunt at 712-243-5777 if you'd like to schedule your appointment. They appreciate folks making and keeping those appointments. And if you didn't make an appointment, walk-ins are always welcome at those blood draws. Also, the Atlantic Lions Club Waffle Supper is coming up this Thursday, the 19th, and that'll be from 4:30 to 7 p.m. at the Cass County Community Center. Tickets are $7 for adults over 13 years old, $4 for children 4 to 12, 3 and under can eat free. And the proceeds benefit local, national, and international Lions Club projects there. So some things for you to take advantage of yet coming up here in the next week. That's some other stuff, Hank, coming up here, too, that's when you take a look at some of the outdoor events that are still being planned. You know, you talk about some of the different types of things that go on outdoors. I've got a second annual Avoca Auto Show coming up on September 22nd at Edgington Memorial Park, and that'll be from 8 a.m. to noon. They'll register. The show will be from noon to 4, and they usually have pretty good, at least last year, they first time they did it, 129 entrants for the show. So they're pretty happy with that. They hope this one will be just as exciting as well.
I think something that hasn't gotten to you yet is happening on the 21st and 22nd. That's the Green Ridge Steam and Gas Show. I don't know if, I'm sure you will be getting that information, but that's held up by Irwin, and there's just, again, so many things going on. Of course, you can go see the threshing and other kinds of harvesting, but they also have other vendors, and they have food. And on Sunday morning, they have a church service. And just, you could go and spend all day. In fact, Bob Nelson was telling me some people go 2 days because they can't get everything done and to see everything in 1 day. So we'll be getting more information about that. But that's the 21st and 22nd.
Yeah, thanks for tossing that in. I knew that was coming up, and I didn't have the information here
right
in front of me. But those folks who've been going to it, because it's been going on for years, they look forward to that.
37, I think.
Is that what it is?
I think so.
They look forward to that each and every year.
Yes.
They put on a pretty good show. It's kind of an old-timey thing.
It
Again,
is.
It's a bring-your-lawn-chair kind of thing.
Absolutely.
So it can't be a bad thing if
and
you're bringing
lawn chairs. And you can even take your camper if you want, because there's camping space, and you can just
stay the weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Have a great time.
So in addition to the lawn chair, you can set down roots, too.
Yeah.
Not so bad. Hey, a few other things coming up here soon that we wanted to toss at you as well. The Exira American Legion, Blue Post number 332, membership steak dinner comes up this next Saturday, September 21st. Sirloin steak, Windsor chops, and ground steak on the menu. They'll be serving from 5 to 8 p.m. at a cost of $10 for a donation. Now, the event is also free to members who have already paid their 2014 dues. It's a fundraiser for Boys State and for scholarships, and the public is welcome to attend that as well. Coming up on Sunday, September 22nd, the Exira Fire Department will have its annual open house with the water fights at 1, and then they'll have a free will offering meal at 5 o'clock. Also on Sunday, September 22nd, the St. Patrick's Parish in Walnut will have its annual fall dinner from 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m., the menu featuring Staley's Chicken. Those Staley's folks are everywhere. Mashed potatoes and gravy, vegetables, salad, roll, and pie. The cost is $10 for adults, $6 for children 10 and under. Preschoolers eat free, and they have carryouts available for that as well. The Grant United Methodist Church will hold its annual bazaar as well on Sunday, September 22nd, with events beginning at 10 a.m. with a worship. And then following the service, the church will serve a home-cooked meal from 11:30 a.m. until 1 p.m., featuring ham balls, roast beef, mashed potatoes and gravy, beets, buttered corn, assorted salads, pies, desserts, drink. The dinner is $8 for adults, $3.50 for children 12 and under. And the proceeds will benefit the Grant United Methodist Women and their work for mission projects, as well as the Grant Church. They'll have an auction featuring handmade crafts and rugs, fresh garden produce, baked goods, and all kinds of stuff there, too.
Think you could get enough to eat, Jim?
I hope not, because the Bowman Chapel United Methodist Church Harvest Dinner and Bazaar is also on Sunday, September 22nd. You could really make a run, couldn't
you? Yes, you could.
That'll be at the location on Bowman Avenue in Guthrie Center, 11 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Roast beef, sweet corn, green beans, mashed potatoes and gravy, salads and pies for a free will donation. The bazaar and silent auction will be held for a king-size quilt as well. Now, the bazaar will feature homegrown produce, salsa, pickles, spaghetti sauce, noodles, jams and jellies, breads, bars, pies, and snack mixes. Whew, I ran out of breath.
So if you want, you know, and several of these, then you can take goodies home with you.
Absolutely.
You don't have to stop with just the meal.
Now, the craft corner there will feature hand-sewn table runners, embroidered dish towels, and some other unique items, things that folks put together as well. So some of the events and activities and stuff coming up here pretty soon that that you might want to take advantage of. Let's take a short break.
All right.
And when we come back,
we'll
we have more.
Ahead.
Yeah,
yes,
we have more. We're not even close to done. We have more. So stay with us.
Whether you're a patient we're seeing regularly for chemo treatments, attending one of our diabetes clinics, or a couple about to have your first baby, at Cass County Memorial Hospital, we think about your health 365 days a year.
What you eat is a big part of your health and wellness. Heart disease, diabetes, and some cancers are linked to what you eat. This is Emily Kringle, registered dietitian at Cass County Memorial Hospital for the past 36 years. Eating plenty of whole grains, vegetables, and fruits, along with substituting fish for one serving of red meat a week, will help give your body the fuel it needs to support you in an active, healthy lifestyle.
Whether we're setting a broken bone in our emergency department or providing rehab services after a long illness, we're here to help you feel better. Cass County Memorial Hospital. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
Well, we have more stuff. We got lots of stuff.
And I was just saying to Jim, if people are bored, maybe they aren't paying attention.
It's your own fault.
Yes. You have to kind of put yourself out there a little bit to listen to KJN, read the paper, talk to people, whatever. There's something going on so often you could be busy all the time.
Two lawn chairs in the trunk. Leave them there. Okay.
They're prepared. Then
you're always good. Maybe throw a blanket in there just in case. Maybe a light jacket or something.
And for the summer, I think we're almost done with this, but maybe a little insect spray.
Yeah, maybe so. Yeah, whatever you think you might need, just in case something fun breaks out.
Oh, absolutely.
That
and
way
just,
you're prepared.
You know, talking to a friend and they say, hey, have you done this? And I want to say that about, hey, have you done this? Because I went to this last year and I was so impressed and so full of good food. This is the annual cook-off at the Oneida State Park. It's the Dutch Oven Cast Iron Pan Cook-off. So it does take a little equipment for the people who are doing this. It's sponsored by the Friends of the Lake Oneida, and it's being held Saturday the 28th from noon to 4. And again, it's at the state park there. So there are several categories if you'd like to enter. Instead of just tasting, which you can go and do, but if you want to enter, this will be a three-pot competition. Bread, main dish, dessert, and a new category, a three-course meal. So you can enter all of those and cook all of those up, or you can just do one. Winners are chosen by popular vote of all the people who go around and taste. And let me tell you, it's unbelievable. Can you believe cheesecake in a Dutch oven?
Mm.
Oh, my gosh. But and all of the other soups, stews, casseroles, you name it, you can do it in a Dutch oven.
It sounds risky, though. It sounds like you have to really pay attention to detail.
Well, to some extent, but, you know, that's a heavy pot. I guess if you got the fire way too hot and walked away, you could have a problem. But, you know, if you're there, and it's fun to visit with all the people who have entered this. So, you know, you can just go from place to place and do all the tasting and then try to decide what's the best one. Oh, that's a real challenge. So if you want to be a cooker, it would be good to register to do that so they have a spot picked out for you. And you can do that by contacting Kathy Maylander. And she has a phone number, Jim and Kathy Maylander, in the phone book, 783-4438. That's a WIOTA number, Jim and Kathy Maylander. Or you can email her, and same thing, jim.kathy.maylander@gmail.com. Pretty easy to do. Or if you don't remember that one, you can contact Josh Peach, and of course he's at the Oneida State Park, or Wendy Whitrock, and Wendy's at 249-2751. So if you want more information or you want to get registered to cook, I think it's a good idea to call. If you want to just show up from noon to 4 to taste, you are invited. It is an experience.
You're part of the show.
Oh, yeah. Yes, because you get to vote. So do you want to answer a couple more before I get carried away with another one?
No, that's all right. I just we don't have a ton of time left, so we'll throw these in real quick, Bo. But the Adair County Home Care Office is going to host flu vaccination clinics already this year. Flu vaccination clinics. This is high-dose flu vaccine for those 65 and older with Medicare. September 17th and 18th, this Tuesday, Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. That's at the Adair County Home Care Office in Greenfield. Just bring your Medicare card and a photo ID with you when you show up.
And Xyris Fall Festival, and we'll be talking about this again next week, but get it on your calendar. It's Saturday, September 28th in Xyra, of course, 9 to 3 p.m. All kinds of things going on, entertainment and activities. So we'll tell you more details next week about the Xyra Fall Festival, September 28th.
Have a lot of individual activities and things going on that you'll enjoy through there. I want to throw in this, too. The Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield has that 100-year anniversary of the Iowa Department of Transportation display. It's called A Journey in Transportation, 100 years connecting people. It's a collection of all kinds of things about Iowa transportation over the years. Fascinating. It really is. When you take a look at some of the things there. That'll be available through September 22nd, so you only have about another week to enjoy that.
That's in Greenfield.
Yes, it is in Greenfield, and it's located at 154 Public Square. If you're familiar with Greenfield Square, the courthouse is in the middle, like a lot of small towns, and then there's the old E.E. Warren Opera House. Well, now it's called the Warren Cultural Center, and they've done it up really nice, but kept the old traditional look to it. 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Monday through Friday, and it's in the lobby gallery area there. So check it out.
So that would be, a fun thing to go and see.
You bet. You got any birthdays over there for us
this time around? I have just a few, and they're all at the Salem Lutheran Home this week. Glenn Fehrenkrug is celebrating on the 15th, and on the 16th, Marlene Christensen. And then on the 19th, Roy Van Arnhem, all at Salem Lutheran Home. Happy birthday.
Oh, very good. We appreciate the local care facility sending us a list of some of the birthdays of their residents there so we can share that information with you. Have a few anniversaries to share as well. Laverne and Mary Garside are celebrating their 40th anniversary coming up on September 15th. That's this Sunday. And they were married at the Atlantic Gospel Chapel here in town, and the family's suggesting a card shower. So if you'd like to do that in their honor, Laverne and Mary Garside can be reached by sending your congratulations to 77555 Fairview Road, Anita, Iowa, 50020. The older I get, the longer these addresses get. Congratulations to those folks. Also have a 50th wedding anniversary wish going out to Marlon and Carolyn Roselle. They'll be celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary this Sunday, September 15th. Now, if you'd like to get in on the card shower, even if it does maybe get there a day or two late, that's okay. Cards can be sent to Marlon and Carolyn Roselle by sending them to 54162 Newton Road, Lewis, Iowa, 51544. So congratulations to the Roselles on their anniversary. Have another anniversary wish going out to Glenn and Dorsey Dinkla of Messina. They'll be celebrating on September 21st. They'll be celebrating their anniversary, and I believe it's their 50th. It doesn't say here. I'm pretty sure it's their 50th anniversary.
So.
That'll be at the Cumberland Community Building on September 21st. Again, that's a Saturday. Reception at 5 p.m. with a dance with the Greg Spivak Orchestra from 7 to 10. And it sounds like they're going to have a little fun with some folks.
I think they're really celebrating, yes.
Yeah, kick your heels up and have a good time. So we wish them the best here in advance. Hope they have a great weekend next weekend. Glenn and Dorsey Dinkla of Messina celebrating their big anniversary with that open house and dance.
Congratulations.
You bet. And again, we mentioned it up front, but normally we throw the babies in here at this point in time.
And the only one we had is the one we know about because we haven't had news from anybody else.
You know, and if you do have any anniversaries or birthdays of note, we like them when they end in zeros and fives, send them to us here. And also, if you have any new additions to the family, babies born to the family or extended family, and you want to share them with folks, the easiest way to do it is to let us do it. It's really hard to stand on the porch and yell loud enough for everybody to hear. We have microphones. It's a lot easier for us.
And there are several ways that you can get that information to us.
You bet. Drop it off, mail it to us. You can fax it, email it, what have you. I mean, that's all. Look online. Go to our website, too. You can just hit the little contact us thing, and you can fill it in and send it to us. It's real easy.
Pretty easy.
Yeah, get it in here to us so we can share it with folks here in the area. Just make sure in the case of birthdays and anniversaries, they come plenty in advance so we have an opportunity to share it before the fact. Well, that's all the time we have for you this weekend. We appreciate, as always, you spending a bit of your weekend here with us on the radio. This is Jim Field.
And LaVon Eblen.
And this has been your Nishna Valley.